2 Corinthians chapter 8. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given to the churches of Macedonia.
During a great test of tribulation, the abundance of their joy and the extremity of their poverty have produced great riches of generosity.
For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond what they were able, and of their own free will. They begged us with much earnestness for the privilege of sharing in this service to God's holy people. This did not happen as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus, who had already begun this task, to complete among you this act of grace. But you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us. So also make sure that you excel in this act of grace. I say this not as a command, but to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it to the eagerness of other people. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. In this matter, I will give you advice that will help you. 1 year ago, you not only started to do something, but you desired to do it. Now finish it, just as there was an eagerness and desire to do it then, may you also bring it to completion as much as you can. For if you are eager to do this deed, it is a good and acceptable thing. It must be based on what a person has, not on what he does not have. For this is not to cause relief for others and tribulation for you, but for fairness. Your abundance at the present time will supply what they need. This is also so that their abundance may supply your need, and so that there may be fairness. It is as it is written, the one with much did not have anything left over, and the one who had little did not have any lack. But thanks be to God, who put into Titus' heart the same earnest care that I have for you. For he not only accepted our appeal, but he was also very earnest about it. He came to you of his own free will. We have sent with him the brother who is praised among all of the churches for his work in proclaiming the gospel. Not only this, but he also was chosen by the churches to be our traveling companion with this act of grace, which is being administered by us for the glory of the Lord himself and our good will. We are avoiding the possibility that anyone should complain about this act of generosity that we are carrying out. We take care to do what is good, not only before the Lord, but also before people. We are also sending another brother with them. We have tested him in many ways and found him diligent for many tasks. He is even more eager now because of the great confidence he has in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker for you. As for our brothers, they are messengers from the churches. They are a glory to Christ. So show them the proof of your love, and show to the churches the reason for our boasting about you.